No, sewer.
Not at all. No.
We don't have anything to do with any of this.
Allow
nope.
them to continue.
What we're doing doesn't interfere with anything.
Not at all. I definitely see that with it already being there, then I don't think it's going to cause any kind of endangerment or issues at all. So, and I think we're all on the same page. So if somebody wants to make a motion, go ahead.
I'll make a motion.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead.
And
I'll
right.
second it.
Whoa, slow down, guys.
Slow down. All right. Well, I'd make a motion on item 23-002V. For the Embers of Branson LLC to grant their variance for a 30-foot
11 foot. We changed it to 11.
To 11.
11.
Earlier, yes. Sorry.
Property setback. That's property setback.
Okay. Anybody got a second?
I'll second that motion.
Rick seconds it. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Hey, yep. So we're a little rusty. If y'all don't mind, real quick, we did skip a step, but while you're still here, Ryan.
Sorry.
I don't know how I missed that.
I did too.
We're supposed to swear everybody in.
It's going to speak.
So it's been a few months. I apologize. So while you're still here, if you plan to speak tonight, if you don't mind to stand and raise your right hand, I'm going to swear you in real quick. So we have that on record. All right. Do you promise to tell the truth to the best of your ability?
I do. Yes.
All right. Thanks.
Sorry about that.
I'm sorry about that. I can't believe I missed that.
Since this doesn't have anything to do with anything else, I see if I'm doing anything with this deal.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? What we were actually looking for as far as seeking 30-foot rental property
instead of 50?
Right.
Yeah. 30 feet off versus, that'd be 20 then. Okay, well, we're going to move on to the next one then. Let's go with 23-003V with David.
So case number 23-003B is David Kallner is seeking a variance from the provisions of section 3.080, accessory buildings and uses. Item F. Accessory dwelling units, item 4, accessory dwelling unit size of the Taney County zoning regulations. The applicant is seeking approval of an accessory dwelling unit maximum size of 33% of the principal dwelling unit or have a finished living area of no more than 1,000 square feet, whichever would be greater. The applicant is asking for a 51% of the principal dwelling unit, which equals the dwelling unit they're planning, 1,310 square feet of living area in the existing accessory dwelling unit. So I'm going to go through this PowerPoint, and then I'll dive in and explain that a little deeper. So if the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve variance request 23-003B, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. Approval of an accessory dwelling unit maximum size from 33% or 1,000 square feet, whichever would be greater, to 51%, which equates to 1,310 square feet of their planned single-family home as their primary home of the principal dwelling unit planned for construction. Two, a residential building permit shall be required. And three, compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations. So some of the definitions, and I gave you these, this talks about the maximum accessory dwelling unit. It's located on the same lot as the principal structure and a maximum of 1,000 square feet. It doesn't have the 33% in this, but it is back under the accessory dwelling unit article. These are mother-in-law's quarters, family apartments, guest cottage. They can't be rented out. They're just basically a mother-in-law's quarter is what we call them. So if you look at item 4, it's accessory dwelling unit shall not exceed 33% of the size of the principal dwelling unit or have a finished living area of more than 1,000 square feet, whichever is greater. So here's our highlighted parcel. You actually go down T Highway to Cedar Park Road, State Highway T, Cedar Park, and then this is in Cedar Meadows. It's basically straight across from the Bering Peninsula of Forsyth. So you can see the structure on there, and it was 4 or 5, and David could tell us exactly, years ago that they presented a building plan to where they wanted to build a shop, garage house type building and live in it for a little while, and then build their primary house. So at the time, our policy was if they connected their house to this structure, it'd still be considered one structure. We did not have any provisions for mother-in-law's quarters or a separate living quarter that had a kitchen, etc. So what Bob did, and I continued, was if you connected to it. Well, now we're to the point that we're under the zoning regulations, so they have changed that mother-in-law's quarter accessory dwelling unit can be a separate building or the garage attached to your house, a room in your house, the basement. So now just attaching it does not relieve it of the mother-in-law's quarters. So the plan is to build a primary structure house here. And when they build it, the existing home that has a garage underneath and living quarters upstairs would be greater than the 33% or 1,000 square feet. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's a picture of it right there in their primary home. We went through all the septic to get it sized for both of these structures. We knew that we had a future single family home coming. Everything's set and ready. They just need to turn this into where they're living now, into their guest house, is what it boils down to. And in February 13th, the Planning Commission approved, because this is RR1, they approved the accessory dwelling unit, which means he can have the 1,000 square feet or 33% of the principal dwelling unit. That's already been approved. With that, I would turn it over to their representative. Did you want to go into the three option?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, as you know, you have to have a like vote of three. Right now, you're down one member because he has to abstain. He's representing this project. So, they have to make a decision whether to move forward with the three before they testify or postpone to the next meeting, which... even at that point, if there's only three, they have to come through.
So my name is David Hurd.
So are we going to move forward?
Yes, we are.
Okay, we're moving forward.
And I'm here to represent David and Suzanne Kellner. So like Scott said, we had built the home, I believe it was 20... We started in 2016 with the plans, and the intention was to go ahead and connect with a breezeway or with a common roof, a larger structure. And because these guys had not moved into the structure permanently at that time. As he said, the septic was sized appropriately, and... had things not changed, we would have gone down that same road. But because they have changed, and this would be considered an accessory dwelling, it would mean that the home that we're wanting to build, instead of 2,500 square feet, would be somewhere over 4,000 square feet in order to follow those, the rules. So what we're asking is a variance so that we can go ahead and build this at the smaller square footage of the original footprint that we had intended. If we were not able to do that, this is going to be causing a hardship, a financial hardship of building a house that would be twice the size that it needs to be. We're talking about, a single couple that's living in it. And, the only reason that we would have to build it larger structure is to follow the rules, and that's why we're asking for a variance on it.
So when you originally put this together, you said you had built the septic To accommodate.
Yes. And it's off, well, it's on the downhill side of the existing structure. The plan would be to run the septic along the backside, you know, according to, you know, with 4-inch pipe and connecting it.
And you're asking for the variance not because your project has changed, but because the rules changed.
Correct.
Since the project started.
Correct. You know, they would, you know, if we're playing by the rules, and it was a 33%. Of the size of the larger structure, then it would require that we build a huge house when originally we had intended all along to build the size. I believe it's, I look at my notes, but I think it's 2574 or something like that.
So again, at the time in 2016, if they would have come in 2017 and said we're ready to build our house and we're attaching it to this, given their building, but no size, you know, it's all one structure. But then when the zoning regulations were adopted in 2021, we had entered some mother-in-law quarter options. A1, it's permitted by right. You can just do one. But in RR1, R2, R3, all the rest of the zoning districts, you have to get approval with the Planning Commission, which they did. You know, this is a little backwards. You'd have your primary home, and then this is the second one that's come through planning. But the accessory dwelling unit's there now, and they're moving forward with the
primary. But that's a real common construction technique.
Yes. Oh, I mean,
just
yeah.
To build a shouse or a barn dimension and live in it.
Yeah.
That's very, very common.
Yes.
And we have the conditional use permit, so a house can be built. We just don't want to have to build one that big because it doesn't make financial sense, and that's the hardship and the undue hardship that they're looking for.
Okay. All right. You guys have more questions for him? Okay. We're good. All right. Is there anybody else would like to speak on behalf or against this project? Okay. All right. We're going to close this for discussion.
The only thing I keep thinking of is and it doesn't mean anything, but if we grant this variance here, it doesn't set of precedents or anything for forward.
It doesn't.
Motions coming in here, not really.
Well, it doesn't because of the situation at hand, definitely.
I don't see a problem with this variance.
Yeah, I don't.
Downsizing. Especially since the sewer and everything was
pre-planned
for the size and the bedrooms that are going to be available. And it's not going to be rented.
Yeah.
So we're not going to have a lot of people in and out of there.
Yeah.
Even though it's very possible.
That can't be rented.
No.
Long term.
Right.
I mean, it's offered out. Yeah.
Okay. Anybody have a motion that they'd like to put on this?
I will make a motion to grant this variance on the size of the house. Main reason being that it was granted 5 years ago or seven, whatever it was, and it was agreeable with the county at that time.
Okay.
I'd second that.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Scott, do we have any old or new business?
I don't think I do. I do in the planning, but I don't think we put any on here for you guys that I see. Nope, we don't have.
Okay. Well, then anybody like to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second?
I'll second that motion.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, we are adjourned.